What's up, everyone? My name is Adam McKenzie, and welcome to this week's episode of the I Love Changing Lives show. Now, normally, at least in the next coming weeks, this is where it'll cut away to that really fancy looking intro, right? But I don't have that created yet, and I didn't want that to stop me from getting this episode out to you. Those of you who've been following my weekly podcast, maybe you're listening to this now on my podcast show and channel. What I've done is rather than doing a weekly podcast and then creating separate content videos, I'm optimizing my time and what I'm doing, and I'm creating one big high-value content video a week, right? And that's today's video. And I have recruited the amazing Rhianne Williams, all right? And I'll share what she does with you guys at the end of this episode so you can find out how you can benefit from it too. But she's basically, I'm doing this one video will get uploaded, she will cut it into emails to go out this week, shorter videos for Instagram, pieces of content for Twitter, this video will go on all the different social media channels that it needs to, and again, the audio will be ripped and put onto my podcast channel, which those of you might be listening to this podcast now. And I'm excited to dive into today's content more than anything, because I think it's going to change the way that a lot of you are looking at where you are currently versus where you want to go. And the headline for this entire video today and this piece of content is all around the true cost of success and how to really look at what success, one, what the value is to you when you're looking at the success that you want, but also what the cost is for you not to have that right now, and how to really gain that perspective and be able to use it for the greatest benefit possible. And if you're watching this on video, you get to see one of my favorite tops, right? Kick Your Own Ass. It's a shirt I got at Reebok a while ago, and I think it's a great representation of what we're going to be diving into today. Not that my job is to kick your ass, but it's definitely hopefully to shake the way that you're thinking, shift that paradigm and that perspective a little bit to give you a fresh outlook or approach to really bringing your dreams to life. All right. And we're going to start off today's episode with two questions that literally changed. I want to say changed my life, but that sounds so corny. They definitely changed my mindset and my perception. And every time I ask myself these same two questions, what comes up is always very insightful, or it's very powerful in terms of what I can use from trying to answer these two questions. I'm going to start this episode off with those two questions. So if you don't have out a pen or paper, I would recommend that you do that and that you start working through some of the stuff I'm going to share with you today, or anything, at least maybe save this video or save this podcast episode and go back and listen to it when you're not in the car or where you're somewhere where you can give it the attention that it needs. All right, question number one of those two questions is, what is the true cost of not achieving your income goal? And this might sound backwards for a few of you, right? If you've never done this exercise or thought about things this way around. But if I ask you, what would you like to earn a month, right? Most of you can answer me, right? When I get on free calls with entrepreneurs and coaches, and one of the questions I ask, even in my application process, is what's your income goal? Like ultimately, what are you trying to, one, achieve in business, but to achieve financially? And everybody has a number, right? Or they can come up with a number. So let's say for you, maybe it's 10 grand a month, maybe it's 20 grand a month, maybe it's $100,000 or $1 million a month, right? And if that's your goal, right? And that's the income that you want based on the lifestyle you want, based on being the provider at the level you need to be, being able to have the freedom of choice that you want, that income will provide you with, right? Say that's exactly what you're clear on, that income goal will provide for you. Well, what I want you to do is start calculating how many months have gone by that you've had that income goal, right? Or if your income goal is starting today, right? What's the cost of not hitting that income goal between now and whenever you think you will? So if it's 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, what is the cost of that, right? So let's use a basic example. Let's say the goal is 10 grand a month, right? And you've spent the last 6 months not earning that, right? That true cost of not hitting that income goal has been $60,000 to you, right? If that's been your goal, let's say your goal has been 40 grand for the last 5 years, right? 60 times 40, right? That's like what, $240,000 it's cost you. And don't quote my math there, I didn't get a calculator out, but do you know what I mean? Really calculating what it's cost you not to hit that income goal, because an income goal is great. Like, it's nice to set the intention of this is what I want to be able to earn, and connecting what that level of income will mean for your business. But if you don't ever look at the direct cost of what it means to not be at that income goal just yet, it's huge. And it, like I said, it might seem backwards for some of you, but when I think about my income goal, right, which I've shared with a lot of you, my big income goal, my 5-year income goal is to be earning $1 million a month, right? It's what I set myself a year ago. It's what I've been working towards. And I can't say that I am even halfway there yet, okay? I'm not even a tenth there yet most months. And the powerful thing for me when I look at that is that every month that I'm not there is costing me $800,000, $900,000, $600,000. That's a lot of money. I calculated that over the year. It's huge. And I look at that in a positive way, not in a negative way. I look at that in terms of, man, imagine what I would have been able to do with that income if I had it right now. Versus every month that I don't have it, it's costing me X amount of money. Right? That's money I could be putting in the bank. It's money I could be giving to charity. It's money I could be doing things with my family. I could be providing for my extended family. I could be creating more products and programs and delivering even greater things for my clients. Like, all of these different things have a direct cost. And sometimes we forget about that, right? Because the goal just isn't here yet. And there's no ramification. There's no pain associated to that unless you're in the shit, right? If you don't have enough money to live, everything is painful. Right? So your first goal is to get out of pain, right? Let's say you've done that now and you're looking at your income goal. I want you to start associating not a negative connotation to it, but a slight discomfort, a small level of pain at the fact that that is income that is slipping by every single month that you are not earning it, right? It's things that you can do with your life and for other people that you're not able to do because you're not at that income goal yet. So what are you doing about that? What is driving you to achieve that versus just this number that we threw out there that we wish we had, okay? That's the first question I want you to ask. I'm gonna ask it again, right? What's the true cost of not achieving your income goal? Question two, and this is probably, I remember when I heard it the first time, and to be honest with you, I cannot even remember where I heard it. But when I heard it, I was like, damn, that was like for me, that was a paradigm shift. I'd never ever thought about things this way around. So I just shared with you what my 5-year income goal was, right? To earn $1 million a month. What's your 5-year income goal? What's a 5-year goal for you that you want, right? Like for us with our gym locations that we run, it's to have over 20 locations or to be able to earn over $20 million, right? That's my 5-year goal for that company. For me personally, I shared with you, it's $1 million a month, right? So what would you have to do differently to be able to achieve your 5-year goal in the next 12 months? All right, those of you watching the video hopefully see my facial expression, but like, what would have to change? What would you have to do differently? What would you have to adapt in your approach to be able to bring that 5-year goal to life within the next 12 months? Because I've shared this on many episodes, right? And many pieces of content, that growth is not linear, right? It doesn't happen like that. Growth is exponential, right? Sometimes it can be like that and then bang, you hit momentum or you hit critical mass, right? You get past that tipping point and boom, you're off, right? And suddenly now you have months of 80, 90, 100 grand, you know what I mean? Or for you, maybe it's clients. Maybe instead of getting one or two clients a month, you're getting 20 or 30 clients, right? You're now experiencing exponential growth. So what would you have to do differently? How would you need to think differently? What would your marketing, your sales, your systems, what would all of that look like for you to be able to achieve what it is that you've set out as your 5-year goal within the next 12 months? And it's just a question that's worth exploring. And like I said to you, these literally change the way that I think about things. And I've seen this in my life. I've seen it in my clients' lives. I've seen it in some of my best friends' lives, where you know, they set this goal and they set this thing, but you know, they just chipped away at it. Their approach was based on the fact that they had lots of time, right? And that's why I love these two questions, because what is the cost of not having that goal right now, right? And then what would you do differently to achieve your longer term goals within a shorter time period? In this example, your 5-year goals within the next 12 months. Start exploring those two questions and start seeing what comes up for you. Start thinking differently about not is that possible, but how do I make that possible? What would I have to do differently? What would my numbers and my leads and my conversions and my clients and their success stories and all of these different things, my health, my fitness, my eating, all of those things, what would have to change in my approach to bring those things to life? Because you imagine that every single time you set a massive goal that normally in your mind you've attached this 3, 5, 10 year time frame to, imagine if you could tick that off in 12 months, in 6 months, every single time that you set it, because you're able to find new ways, different ways of creating leverage and scale and momentum that you weren't even able to think of before because you associated a different time frame to it. When I adjust that time frame, my thinking, my perception, my perspective changes. And that's what's so powerful about this question for me, is because it's how to think differently. Like guys that create incredible change in the world, that are billionaires, that develop these things. I mean, 4 years ago, Airbnb didn't exist. And it's now a billion-dollar company, right? What, 5 or 6 years ago, Uber didn't exist. And now Uber is investing, what is it? I think it's like $1 or $2 billion a year into creating vehicles that can fly. And that company didn't even exist, whatever it is, 4 or 5 years ago, right? Like it's mind-blowing when you start to think about it. And I don't want to go away on too many tangents here, but I just want to empower you with those two questions and to empower you with spending the time on those two questions to see what comes up for you, to see maybe what you would change in your approach or in your thinking or even in what you realize is possible, right? Because again, if you can't realize what's possible, imagine the cost that has happened having on you and the level of success you want. If you're not even able to think at a certain level, it's gonna bring even more success, even more fortune, even more momentum, even more impact into your life. Cool? You can see why I get excited about those two questions. All right, next thing I wanna talk about is entertainers versus influencers, okay? And when I look at the true cost of success and what's happening a lot now, right? And I've shared this over the last couple of podcast episodes. So those of you who might be watching this on YouTube or on my Facebook, you haven't listened to those podcast episodes, either scroll down if you're on Facebook and look for it. Otherwise, if it's on YouTube, I'll pop a link to my podcast so you guys can catch up on some of those episodes. But I dive into, especially last week, how to be effective, right? Like how to truly be effective, how to create the greatest level of success in the shortest amount of time, right? For me, that is the definition of being effective versus efficient or busy, all right? And when I look at the true cost of success, what's happening nowadays is a lot of us are getting, and I'm one of them, I'll put my hand up for it, right? Are getting distracted by thinking we need to be everywhere, being distracted by some of the people that are a certain level of business that we see them everywhere, that we think in order to have that level of success, we need to be everywhere as well. That we're getting distracted by all the different methodologies and tactics and tools and things that are out there all the time. And what you gotta understand is that a marketer's job is to market whatever they think they need to market to make money, right? I'm not in the marketing game, right? For me, my goal, my vision, my mission statement is to transform lives, right? Part of that process to make sure that I can connect with enough people. So do I need to understand marketing? Yes. Is my world revolved around marketing? No, it's revolved around solutions. And hopefully you can make that distinction because it's gonna lead into what I'm gonna talk about now, right? That so many people are out there every single day and they're on their phones, right? And they're creating stories and Instagram stories, and they're posting this and it's a selfie to that, and they're doing this, and it's nonstop. And they get lots of likes, they get lots of followers, they get lots of subscribers, they get lots of comments, they get lots of emojis, right? All these different things. But they're not necessarily making the level of income they want. They're not attracting the level of clientele that they want into their business or into their programs that are happy to pay them what they're worth. And I see this all the time, right? I literally get people who come into my business that have bigger social media following than me, that they're doing more things online than I am, but I'm making 3, 4, 5 times more income than they are, right? So are my clients, right? And I was listening to a podcast a while ago and I thought it was a great example. And these people are making $1.5 million a year with their coaching business, right? $1.5 million a month, sorry, not a year, a month. And they've only been in business for 4 years to get up to that income level. And the craziest thing they said is that most people that get on a free call with them don't even know they exist, right? They didn't know they existed until they were, well, until they were on Facebook and they saw their ad, or until they were on Instagram and they saw their ad, or until they jumped on a video like this on YouTube and they went, oh, wow, I didn't even know about these people. That sounds cool. Let me go and check out their free presentation, their webinar, whatever it is for that particular model. Right. And when I heard that, it really, again, it made me think differently in terms of how we get caught up in the trap of thinking that we need to play everybody else's game. And what I want you to realize is that some people's game leads to them becoming an entertainer. Right? That they're out there and you're seeing all of these things, and it's great to watch. Sometimes a lot of us watch it and think, oh, wow, that would be cool. That would be nice, right? Compared to what we're currently doing. And again, we're caught up in entertainment. They're not influencing our decision, right? They're not influencing the way that we think. They're not showing us a better way to go from where we are now to where we want to go. I don't necessarily attach what they do to a solution that's going to work for me. I just think they're funny, cool. I like their content. Maybe I follow some of their stuff, but I probably wouldn't buy anything off them. I just enjoy watching them. I enjoy maybe listening to them. I enjoy seeing what they're doing, but I don't connect with them as an influencer because they're not changing the way that I think. They're not changing the way that I might be approaching my business, my life, my health, my relationship, whatever that might be, right? Depending on your niche, your market, your ideal clients. So I really want you to think about that for a while. Am I putting too much time and energy into being a entertainer, right? Thinking that I need to comment on this and like this and share this and be here and do lives nonstop. All of that stuff is great. I'm not taking away from the power of it, but is it leading you into being an influencer, or is it leading you into being more of an entertainer where people watch your stuff, they like it, they comment on it, but they're not buying anything from you. They don't look at you as somebody that could help them transform their life or create the level of success, freedom, health, like I said, all of those different things. For me, ultimately, the power in being an influencer is being able to identify with your ideal clients and to be able to help them see a different way of thinking or to connect with the solution that you have to help them achieve what they ultimately want, right? For me, for example, for you guys, I want you to be able to create the level of success that's going to transform your life, but not just your life, the lives of the people that you truly have a passion to help. That's my goal, right? And by empowering you with questions like I did to start this episode off, by making you think about, are you investing more time in being an entertainer versus an influencer, hopefully creates a level of influence between you and I right now. And I hope you connect with what I'm sharing with you, okay? And I've definitely been caught up in the entertainer world where I've gone through the entire week and I've put more energy into the external stuff than I have the internal stuff. And what I can promise you is the people that are the greatest influencers spend more time within than they do without. And then when they do share from inside out, it's so much more impactful. People relate and connect to it at a far greater and deeper level. And that shit's powerful, right? And I want you guys to be able to tap into that without wasting time on all the other shit that's nice, it looks cool, your stuff's everywhere, but it's not necessarily effective for what you're trying to do as an influencer. All right? In line with that, one of the most powerful things I think that as an influencer, as a coach, as a mentor, as a guide, the ability that we have that also has a cost associated to it when we're not doing the best we can, when we're not helping as many people as we can, right, is we are not lighting the path for others to follow. We're not showing people that want to have the type of life that we want to have, that have similar values and vision that we have. We're not showing them a way to get there because we're staying stuck in our own bullshit. Right? The cost of not showing people a path to follow is not just the cost of you not achieving your income goal, of you not being able to bring whatever it is that you're trying to bring to life, but it's also the cost of what all of the people that we could have helped, it's the cost of what could have changed in their lives, and then the lives of the people that they could help, and so on, the lives of their family members, their partners. I mean, that's been the best and the most fulfilling part of what I've done over the last few years is the impact that I've seen in my clients' lives. Retired husbands, people traveling overseas for the last time, wives getting on the phone and sending me emails, thanking me, telling me it was the best decision their husband ever made, even though they were scared in the beginning when they made it. You know what I mean? The stories, the connections, the stuff that's real, like the tangible stuff, right? Where I've seen the impact affect these people's lives. That stuff is incredible. And if I didn't get off my butt and if I didn't do the things I needed to do to attract more clients into my life, and then once they're into my programs to help them at the highest level possible, I'm not lighting a path for them to follow. I'm not showing them the possibilities for them and their own lives because they're stuck where they're at. And if I allow myself to be stuck where I'm at, that to me is the ultimate cost of success. Because unless I push through my own shit and achieve what I want, I'm not able to light the path for others to follow. And that is powerful when you really think about that. And for some of you, you might not be able to, you know, take on that perspective right now because maybe you're still working to achieve the level of success that you want. But I guarantee at some level, you've had an impact on somebody's life. Especially if you're somebody that I know I want to attract with my content, right? Someone has a true desire and passion to change lives. You didn't get that without having a level of impact in somebody's life already. Now, what I want you to think about is imagine 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 times in that impact, right? What's the cost of never doing that? For me, that is the ultimate cost of success, is the not impacting the amount of lives that you could in the time that you have on this earth, right? Because for me, the financial gain, all that stuff, it's great. It's nice. It provides me with more options and I can only help more people. But it doesn't mean anything if I'm not transforming and I'm not impacting the lives of the people that I am working with and the lives of the people that I know are going to be coming into my life based on me working on myself, based on me attracting more of those people into my world. Okay, I hope you guys follow what I'm saying here because ultimately, when you can really connect with that and you really feel that, it should become another driving force for you to push through your own shit, right? To be able to be that person that lifts others up, that lights the path for them to follow, that shows them that there are bigger horizons, that there are other ways for them, that, you know, the way they're thinking now is so much smaller compared to what's possible for them. That's the shit that gets me excited to get up every day and do things like this, to kick my own ass, all right? And to really help others, you know, tap into their true potential. And that might sound corny for some of you, but when you've seen them as many times as I have, man, that's the real juice. That's the real meat in everything that we do as coaches, mentors, and guides, okay? Two more points to get through here, all right? Our one main point, all right, is when you're looking at, again, the true cost of success, right? And so far we've talked about, you know, your income goal and the cost of that. We've talked about the time frame we attach to it and having 5-year and 10-year goals that maybe ultimately be achieved in 6 or 12 months. All right. Being wasting time or changing our focus from being an entertainer to an influencer, right? And really being able to impact people. Lighting the path for others to follow and what that truly means for their lives and the lives of people that they potentially could help light up the paths for them, right? The next thing here is results versus regrets. All right? When I look at the true cost of success and everything that today's episode is about, we've already talked about the results, right? And what the true cost of those results could be when I, you know, articulate them, when I really identify what those costs are by me not achieving the level of success that I've set out to achieve, or even thinking too small, right? And not going big enough, right? Regrets is probably where I see most people when they're at the point of giving up. All right, when they feel like they have invested too much time, too much income, and they've forgotten either about the lives they've changed along the process, who they've come throughout the process, who they have become, right? As coaches, mentors, and guides, like how much have they transformed through the process? And if they haven't, right, or they haven't acknowledged or identified that, they're left with all of these regrets. And when you're looking at everything that we've covered today, all right, and you look at what it is that you want to achieve in your life, regrets weigh heavily on you, right? As a human being, as somebody that wants to help others, if you are stuck with regrets, if your focus is on the things that you regret you haven't done, that you haven't achieved, that you aren't good enough at yet, right? All of that stuff, right? If that's weighing you down, how well do you think you're going to be at attracting and generating the level of success that you want in your life? It's not a tricky question, right? Most of you are going to be able to answer that. You understand, you can feel the weight of that. And what I can tell you is every massive destructive failure I've had. And when I say destructive, like I've blown some serious stuff up in my life, right? Like I fail forward quickly. And what I can tell you is that every single one of those moments in my life, I could have stayed in regret. I could have stayed in victimhood. I could have stayed in self-pity. But I never would have realized the power that that failure, the result of that failure, would provide me with. And until you can make that distinction and realize that failure is a result that I can do something about, hitting a roadblock, doing things and not achieving the level of results that you want is a result. Staying in regret, oh, that didn't work for me. I bought that person's program and it didn't work. I worked with that person and it didn't work for me, right? Like I don't think I've taken on a client in the last 3 years who hasn't been a part of somebody else's program and that we haven't had to fix, right? All this stuff from either their mental perspective or their business model based on the fact of what they are regretting. You know, I regret investing in this. I regret putting time in this. The cost of that way of thinking when it comes to the level of success that you want in your business is massive. It is costing most of you the ability to even be successful at all. All right, because you can sit here and you can analyze all the things that you haven't done yet, or all the things that haven't gone well, or all the things that you regret didn't work out. Or you can do something with every single one of those failures and the results that that brought and the realization that it taught you. Right? And I put it here for good reason, right? Because for me, focusing on results versus regrets is the difference between being proactive or reactive, right? People react to the things that they get frustrated with. They react to the things that are out of their control and that they sometimes regret happened, or they regret starting, or they got rejected when they put themselves out there. So then suddenly they turn into regret for even putting themselves out there in the first place. And this might not relate to all of you, but I'm sure there's some of you that have had those feelings before. Maybe you've messed up. I mean, look, shit, I cheated on every single partner I had ever been with, right? Until my wife now. And I'm completely honest and transparent with her about that, because I could have lived in regret. My marriage ended. My kids got taken away from me for over 6 months, and I did not know when I was going to see them again. I could have easily stayed in regret for all the stupid things I did, for all the mistakes I made, for all the things that I didn't do. But how is that going to serve me? How is that going to help me become more successful and then help others become more successful? Versus looking at that stuff that, look, all of these decisions, all of these actions led to a result. And I can either stay at that level of result, or I can look at what I can do differently now to create the level of results that I want. And that's what I talked about when I shared with you guys before, that when people, as an influencer, when they connect with you from the inside out, when you're teaching people through your own transformation with the level of integrity that you've been where they are and now you're here, you've gone through the process yourself, you've helped others through the process, it's a far deeper level of connection. And then again, we tap that into the cost of not being able to connect with people on that level is costing you clients. Maybe it's costing you thousands of dollars because you don't value your program high enough, because you don't think anybody's going to pay you for it, because you don't realize the value in the results that you have achieved, both good and bad, through the journey you've been able to go through by getting things to a point where there is a result. And I've explained that in many episodes before, but I'll explain it quickly now. By doing nothing, there is never a result. By never failing, there is never a result that I can measure by. By never achieving the level of success I want, there's never a result that I can look back on, that I can work back from, that I can then light that path to show others how they can achieve the same thing. I just stay in between land, right? In comfort land, never failing, never succeeding, but never moving forward, right? And that's the opposite of what I want you guys to be able to do. And I really hope that this has changed your way of thinking a little bit. I know that's a big ask, right? But maybe it's just peaked or planted a few seeds to make you look at things differently, to ask yourself some of the questions that I've run you through today and really see what comes up for you and revisit the questions again and again and again, right? Because different realizations will come up through your journey of growth, through your own self-awareness. Different things are going to come up for you all the time around each of these questions, around where your focus is, around the lessons that we've learned through our failures, through taking uncertain action, right? One of my favorite words, taking uncertain action, all right? What I want to do for you guys before I finish up today, right? Below this video, below the podcast episode, anything else, I've created a free training, all right? And this free training, there's no sales, there's nothing for sale at all on this free training, but it's showing you, right, a system and a process that I've created to help people who have a true desire to change lives, how to turn that desire into a highly profitable coaching business, right? A business that allows you to have a real impact on people's lives while still providing for you, for your family, and the lifestyle that you want, right? And how to go about turning the things that you're most passionate about into a business model that you love to run, filled with clients that you ultimately want to work with, that are happy to pay you what you're worth, and that, you know, ignite that level of excitement and fulfillment in you every single day. All right, it's 100% free. Click on the link, go check it out, right? It goes for about an hour, okay? So I won't lie, but you're definitely gonna get some great things from it. So again, get a pen and paper out ready for that. And I'm excited to connect with you on that training. I'm excited to hear what you guys think of today's episode. And if you wanna share it with anyone that you think would benefit from it, click the share button, comment below. And if there's anything I can ever do for you, please email me, adam@adammckenzie.net. Connect with me on Facebook. Anything that I can do to help you move forward or to have some more realizations, or maybe to even look at your business model right now and to work out maybe why you're not achieving what you want and what are a couple of things that we could do right away to change the direction and start making sure that you don't experience too great a cost of success. All right, until next week, I look forward to connecting with you guys then.